This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. 10 years ago today, the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA, went into effect. Leaders of the United States, Mexico, and Canada promised that more trade among the three countries would bring prosperity to all of them. One region in need was the area along the U.S.-Mexico border. Immediately following NAFTA's implementation, a rush of foreign investment flooded Mexican border cities. The boom brought with it increased pollution, traffic, and a huge migration from Mexico's interior. From Tijuana, Mexico, NPR's Carrie Kahn reports that the 10-year-old trade agreement is getting mixed reviews.
Gloria Garcia moved to this dusty neighborhood on the eastern edge of Tijuana 13 years ago. Back then, there were hardly any stores on the paved boulevard down the hill from her house. Now there's a KFC, Blockbuster, and a McDonald's. Is life better for her than it was 10 years ago?
Un poco, no mucho. La mayoría de la gente, pues, es pobre aquí.
She says things have gotten a little better. The majority of the people living in this neighborhood are still poor, but at least all four of her children are going to get a good education, something both she and her husband didn't have. Holding her daughter's hand, she heads from the school to her house. Along the way, she points to some of the families who've been able to build better homes over the past few years. Her house has seen a lot of improvement, too. Garcia's home lies behind a rickety gate and up a set of steep concrete stairs reinforced by used tires.
This is my house.
It's two small bedrooms, a kitchen, and a bathroom. 5 years ago, she says they got hooked up to running water, electricity, and the city sewer system. Garcia says she's happy, but this isn't exactly what she dreamed of.
Pues mi casa grandota, lujosa.
I thought I would have a big, huge house, you know, like you dream about when you're a kid, but really, it's okay. I'm married now. We have four children. We're all together and healthy. We just need to keep working hard to get ahead.
After a decade, the success or failure of NAFTA is measured in large part against the expectations that came with its passage. Both Garcia and her husband work in one of the hundreds of foreign-owned factories in Tijuana known as maquiladoras. The plants employ millions of Mexicans, mostly assembling products for export to the U.S. Maquiladoras are not new to Mexico. Many operated for years before NAFTA. But once the trade pact took effect and lowered tariffs, hundreds more companies rushed to the border to set up shop, especially from Asia. So many television plants located here in the mid-1990s that Tijuana dubbed itself the TV manufacturing capital of the world. Workers line up at stations beside several conveyor belts moving through the Sanyo plant. All have a role in assembling 27-inch color TVs.
We've got about 20 people working on this last stage of getting these TVs ready. A worker grabs a casing to cover up the naked back of the TV. Then the TV moves down the line. The next station, a worker turns the TV around, puts the signal in, and checks the channels.
Dollars plus. Remember to redeem.
At the final stage, a worker picks up the TV with a giant suction cup, positions it over the box, and there it is.
Last year, Sanyo manufactured more than 1 million television sets in Tijuana. Plant manager Manny Sella says in the past decade, Sanyo has gone from having just one plant here to four.
Well, we started out with about 600 people. We're up to about 1,400 right now. So we've had a pretty good growth pattern over the last 15 years.
Nearly 1 million new maquila jobs were created in the first 7 years after NAFTA, and hundreds of thousands of Mexicans, many from the impoverished interior, moved into the region to fill them. It was a good move for Julio Acosta, who just finished his shift as a technical engineer at the U.S.-owned Howard Light factory, where workers assemble hearing protection plugs. In many ways, he represents the promise of NAFTA, that workers would gradually work up the ladder in both skills and salary. Since moving to Tijuana 5 years ago, he's found a string of good jobs.
Hey, necesitamos ingenieros acá y vamos. Hey, acá, vamos, vamos, vamos.
He says you work 2 years at a plant and get some experience. Then someone says, hey, we need engineers over here. So you switch to another. And every 2 years, you get a better job and better pay. His co-worker, Yolanda Hurtada, hasn't fared as well, though. She works on the Howard Light assembly line. And while skilled workers like Acosta can increasingly find better opportunities, low-skilled laborers, who still make up the majority of the workforce, lost ground, especially after the peso crashed in 1995. They still make less than $20 a day.
Si yo trabajara sola, a lo mejor no me daría, ¿verdad?
She says if she didn't have the extra support from her grown children, two working in maquiladoras and another who works in the U.S., she wouldn't make it. Average per capita income in Tijuana has risen 16% in the last 10 years to just $11,000 per year. But most families in Tijuana have to rely on multiple workers to make ends meet, and at least 7% of the population works in San Diego, both legally and illegally. With the huge increase in the population, the city's infrastructure is straining. Pollution and traffic have gotten worse, and the local government hasn't been able to keep up with the population, which has increased 67% in just 10 years. But San Diego State University economist Jim Gerber says it's unfair to blame NAFTA for not solving Tijuana's economic development problems.
It's like saying I have a big tumor and I took up jogging and it didn't go away, so jogging must not be good for you. Right? I mean, NAFTA is jogging in this case. It's something you should be doing, but it's not going to solve major economic problems of development in any country.
Critics charge that the richer NAFTA countries should have helped poorer Mexico deal with the inevitable challenges such rapid migration to the border would cause. But former U.S. Ambassador to Mexico, Jeffrey Davidow, says at the time NAFTA was negotiated, the political will wasn't there to include any such funds.
If NAFTA had been a broader agreement, if it had involved, for instance, transfer of resources, funds, for example, similar to the social cohesion funds of the European Union, I don't think it would have been passed. That's too bad. But, politics is the art of the possible.
Davidow, now president of the Institute of the Americas at UC San Diego, says it's in the U.S.'s interest to invest more in Mexico, but adds that's unlikely to happen.
That's not where we are in North America. We're not there now. We sure as hell weren't there 10 years ago.
And if the past few years are any indication, Mexico will face greater challenges in the next decade of free trade. Since 2000, Mexico has lost tens of thousands of jobs to China, and foreign investment has slowed dramatically. The downturn in the U.S. economy has also hit Mexico hard. To remain competitive, experts say Mexico must invest more in education and reform its energy sector if it wants to attract higher-end manufacturing jobs with higher wages. Tijuana leaders say they're already making that happen and point to this Toyota truck factory as a move in that direction. Manager Joe DeRosa tours the empty assembly floor. Soon he says the plant will employ 600 auto workers, making 30,000 Toyota trucks a year.
This is where all the assembly parts will be assembled, and then the final lineup. So when it gets to this point, you turn the key on and drive it out.
The plant will employ a couple dozen skilled engineers and technicians at good salaries. And so far, La Rosa says he's been able to recruit them from around Tijuana. But the majority of workers at the plant will be on assembly lines and earn less than $2 an hour.
We're not the highest paying employer in this area, but we are the employer of choice at this time.
That may still fall short of many expectations, but the auto plant is considered a step up, and that's giving many in the border region hope that even higher skilled jobs will come here in the next 10 years. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.